In a previous video, I talked about how Israel has planted hundreds of millions of trees to cover up the ruins of Palestinian villages that Zionist forces destroyed during the 1948 Nakba. I now have more things to say about this after reading The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine by Ilan Pape, which I highly recommend. It goes into harrowing detail, month by month, of what happened in Palestine from December 1947 to the summer of 1949. That is, the forced expulsion of 800,000 Palestinians from their homes, the looting of said homes, the blowing up of these homes with people still inside them, as well as summary executions, massacres where children watch their whole families get murdered, and gang... and, the topic of this video, the immense forests that Israel planted to hide evidence of all this. To give you an idea of the scale here, 90% of Israel's forests are from after 1948. Only 11% of the trees in these forests are indigenous to Palestine. Needless to say, this has radically changed the landscape. This was planned from the beginning. The Zionists had this tree planting idea already in June 1948. Today, Israel uses these trees to score environmentalist points, which might be the worst kind of greenwashing I've ever come across. Let's review some of these forests and commemorate the villages that were once there. The Beraya Forest in northern Israel covers the remains of 6 Palestinian villages.
Deshum, Alma, Qaddeta, Amqa, Ain Zaytun, Beria.
The Ramat Manash Park covers up no less than 11 villages.
اللجون المنسي عين المنسي الكفرين البطيمات خبيزة داليت الروحة سبارين بريكا السنديانة أم الزينات.
The Jerusalem Forest and Jerusalem National Park cover up, in whole or in part, at least 7 villages.
عين كارم صوبة Staff, Jura, Beit Ummilmes, Beit Mehsir, Deir Yassin.
Deir Yassin is incidentally the site of possibly the most infamous of all the massacres Zionist forces committed in 1948, where 170 people were killed, including 30 babies. These are just some of the many Palestinian villages that now lie in ruins under the cover of forests. To give just 2 more examples, Lubia is today covered by Lavi and the South Africa forests, and there's a very interesting documentary about it that you can watch for free on YouTube, The Village Under the Forest. Then there's Amwas, now covered by the Kanda Park. As you can see, the before and after pictures here are stark. Amwas was destroyed in 1965, which shows that the ethnic cleansing and the tree planting that came with it, it didn't end in 1948. The Nakba, the catastrophe, is very much still ongoing. These parks and forests are today popular tourist and recreational destinations for Israelis, places where they go hiking and have picnics. The organization that governs these parks and forests, the Jewish National Fund, has made them oh so tourist-friendly, with clearly marked trails and signs that say absolutely nothing about any atrocities that happened in the late 1940s. The ruins that are still clearly visible, because these artificial forests can only hide so much, why, those must be from ancient biblical times, you see. Palestinians, what are you talking about? Not only are Palestinians denied the right to return, but the forests make sure there's not much to return to. These forests are part of a concerted effort to erase all traces of Palestinian life. Ilan Pape uses the term memory side to describe this, and I think that's apt. But I want to end on a positive note. Some Palestinians have been fortunate enough to be able to visit the sites where their village once lied, and in the small woods where Al Muyadil was, something remarkable happened. The pine trees there, being non-native, couldn't adapt well to the soil. They were plagued with disease and rot, to the point where some of them broke in half. And what started sprouting out of their trunks? Olive trees. the symbol of Palestinian steadfastness and rootedness to the land. It's as if nature itself is saying, free Palestine.